else is here tonight? My heavens. I did see John Stillman earlier. Billy Schwartz has got a grin from ear to ear after the performance of his son Morgan at the JV1 game. Every time Cam kept making a three to put them up by nine and look like they're putting the game away, Moore came back with another three. And the red total team member, we came back and won it on a three. And Joe Cost nailed that three to win it. And we held them back on defense. And another great example of a character team down by a lot of points, not letting it get in their heads, coming back and winning. A lot of character, a lot of poise. And I really think we got a lot to look forward to for next season with these boys coming up into junior year. So.
Exactly. And I was harking on this point a little bit before, but being able to having a consistent team with equal amounts of athleticism and more equal amounts of experience, I feel like that's the thing. I think because this Blackshirt program, you know, has been a little bit undermanned, I would say. I think with this JV team kind of seeing and being able to watch and being able to look at this chemistry, not only they're going to have the athleticism to be able to match, but also they're going to have the experience. By watching the varsity team to be able to replicate that camaraderie next year. So I'm really excited, honestly.
Yeah, me too. And speaking of excitement, switching gears for a moment in Blackshirt Athletics, I also had the pleasure of running into Justin Primetime Geezy here in the weight room. Justin is 26-6 for varsity wrestling for his weight. He wrestles tomorrow in Deerfield along with the rest of the team, and he's taking on an opponent that's number 5 in the state. Justin tells me if he wins that match, he advances to state tournament play. We really wish him well. Great football player, great all-around athlete. No one works harder in the weight room than Justin Geezy, and it's really shown. I remember him from being a wee fifth grader to now being a 0% body fat, all muscle, and just a lot of character. Great parents, great family, and best of luck to Justin Geezy. And I know mom and dad will surely be road tripping up there tomorrow, so all the best to Rob and Debbie too. So, and then the rest of the Blackshirt team, you know, they had a great season in wrestling this year. So good to see more great things happening here in the winter portion of our athletic program. So clock's still showing about 6.5 minutes before national anthem and starting lineups and tip off. So how about we take a quick break here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. And when we come back, Connor and I will read the lineups. You didn't do that yet, right?
I have not.
We'll read the lineups for tonight's teams, and we'll be right back. Calvin.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts, defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network, Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to Blackshirt Arena. And Jim Santel's show, Morning Cannolis, follows my show this week in Waukesha tomorrow. So make sure you make an extra big pot of coffee and a big brunch-style breakfast, because plenty of entertainment and worthwhile nuggets of information and culture. And in Jim's case, a lot of great legal discussions he's covering for Morning Cannoli. So want to thank Jim again for his support for Blackshirt Athletics and for my show. Yeah. He contributed to some very fruitful discussions regarding the Blackshirts' efforts to move out of the Classic 8 and into the Parkland Conference, and reviewed possible legal issues surrounding if for some reason the revisions to the realignment are negated in the March 7th votes, and what could then happen. But hopefully that won't happen. Hopefully everything will pass in flying colors, and for the health, safety, and fair play of our our young athletes on the football team. We keep our fingers crossed and remain hopeful. And Jim also gave us some great discussion on the some of the recent school board resolutions that have been very controversial. And it was great that he could shed some legal light on those. So, so let's start with tonight's lineup. Black Shirts are led by number 0, Tyron Cook, the 6'2", first-team All-State senior. Number 1, Tack Tadioka is not with us tonight. He's on an official visit to St. Thomas in Minnesota, where he will likely be playing football on scholarship, along with football teammate and fellow captain C.J. Johnson. Number 3 is senior 5'10", senior Trey Duncan. Number 4 is 6'1", senior Ethan Scheck, the leader of this new Czech Republic. Number 5, Giovanni Rios Abera, the 5'6", junior. Number 10, Brighton Staub, the 6'3", junior guard. Number 12, Evan Stout, the 6'3", junior forward. Number 22, James Smith, the 6-foot senior guard. Number 24, Charlie Moroz, not Jason, Charlie Moroz, the 5'11", junior guard. More on that later. Number 30, Pau Segui Perez, the 5'11", junior guard. And then number 34, Tommy the Emperor Karinko, the 6'3", senior forward. So, hey, what's going on? Jimmy Hoyt just waved hello. Father of the greatest tackler, perhaps, in all of Blackshirt football history. But, Connor, tell us about these lasers.
The Kettle Moraine.
The Kettle
lasers. Kettle Moraine lasers. So starting off at number 0, Roman Thompson. He's a 6'3 sophomore. Number 1, Joa Baden, a 6'6 senior.
Drum roll, please.
And then number 2, the famed legend himself, Drew Wagner.
Wags! Sorry.
Wags. the 5'9 junior. He's a junior.
He's a junior.
So we're gonna
get more awards next year. You got to see him in the gridiron too.
That's great.
Remember, you were there last year at KM, I think, or no, you weren't.
Huh?
You weren't at KM last year. You'll see him next season. So,
all right.
So continue.
All right. So number 3, Will Stuckey, 5'11" junior. Number 4, Will Dunham, a 6'1" senior. Number 5, Jonathan Soybeck, a 6'1" junior. Number 10, Pete Garvin, a 5'11" junior. Number 11, Alex Koenig, a 5'11" senior. Number 12, Ben Bester, is a 5'10" sophomore. Number 15, Tanik Wonkowski, is a 5'10" sophomore. Number 22, Andrew Ishog, he's a 6'3" sophomore. Number 24, Braden Phelan, he's a 6'2" junior. Number 25, Zach Froming, a 6'2 sophomore. Number 32, Trey Kowalski, a 6'3 senior. Number 33, Jack McSorley, a 6'3 junior. And then the final player on this roster, number 34, Charlie Dunham, a 5'9 freshman. So,
all right.
See if he'll get some playing time tonight.
Charlie, you saw Charlie playing the JV1 game. So, but
Yep. So that's going to be your lineup.
Coaches.
So for the coaches, head coach Trevon Hughes, assistant coach Brian Rickert, another assistant coach Bob Janowiak.
And then Blackshirt coaches are head coach Bo Richter, assistants John Sakonis, Lee Montez, Class of Gate coach of the year last season, Andy Karinko, Austin Stick, also smiling ear to ear after another win for his JV1 club, and Ben Bodart. So,
all right.
Our athletic directors, a big shout out to Dan Schreier, who's been a great supporter of our radio mission. And Brian Tomczyk, who's at the athletic director and vice principal at Kettle Moraine, who has also been very supportive of our efforts with broadcasting the games there for football and basketball. And I hope to see Ryan here tonight. I know our principal, Maria D'Amato, is here. I saw her earlier, wearing a South hoodie. So I hope to catch up with her later, because we're trying to get her to be on This Week in Waukesha. She wants to come on, but we need to figure out some dates in February or March. So anyway, we're about to do the national anthem. So we when we come back, we'll do starting lineups and we'll do the tip off. So don't go away here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. Kelvin.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin. You horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education, knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll...
Hey, welcome back to Black Shirts Arena, where they're about to announce the starting lineups. So starting with KM.
Number one, Joe
Abaddon. They announce Drew Wagner.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about...
McSorley. I forgot to mention Joe Bowden stands 6'6". He was the center. And now our black shirts. Here come your black shirts.
He's a 6'2 senior.
The 6'2 senior All-State guard, Tyron Cook.
Head guard, he's a 6'2 senior.
The other 6'2 senior guard, All-State guard, Daniel Robinson, number two.
Head guard, he's a 6'2.
Number four, the 6'1 senior, Ethan Czech Republic. At guard, 5'11 junior, number 24, Charlie Morose. And the forward, the 6'3 senior, number 34, Tommy Carrico. And these are your black shirts getting ready to do battle in this second game against Kettle Moraine. We have our three officials here coming on the court.
All spectators, players, and coaches, no matter what their personal feelings or loyalties, any of the campus.
So good turnout for KM student section, wearing their gold and black. The Laser basketball team are in the darker uniforms with white letters and fonts and gold trim. Bowden will square off against Cook for the jump. Blackshirt student section adorned with red. It's a pajama tonight, it looks like. Cook wins the tip, and he's going to dribble it up. Blackshirt's shooting on the south basket. And it looks like that's a man defense for KM. Blackshirts are in white. Cook driving in on Wagner. Cook off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Bowden. Bowden will take it himself down the court. A nice little dish off to number 12, Bester. Bester from the corner for three. That's off. And he fights Robinson for the rebound, but Cook comes up with it. Here comes Cook in transition. He's got a lane. Wagner there to stop him. Cook is still going for it. Pump fakes once. Puts it up. Yes for Cook. His first bucket of the night and the first basket of the night. 17-14 remaining. Wagner guarded by Morose here, already off of the inbound. Man defense for the Blackshirts. Bester has it now. Or no, excuse me. Yep, no, Will Stuckey has it. Excuse me. Stuckey over to McSorley. McSorley back to Bester. Bester top of the key. Wags on the right wing. Wags is going to drive. Dishes into the corner for three. Yes. And that was Will Stuckey. So 3-2 in favor of the Lasers. 16:40 time remaining in the opening half. Robinson has the ball. Goes around a pick. Oh, all by himself. An easy layup. Great pick there by Karinko. So 4-3 Blackshirts. Wags has it again. Double teamed in the backcourt here. Now Karinko comes off. McSorley has it. Dishes. Another three attempts. Yes! That's Stuckey again. His second tray. 6-4 in favor of the Lasers. 16:04 is your time. Robinson at the point again, coming up. Taking his time here on the dribble. Karinko comes up. Cook comes up. He's going to go around Cook. Back to Karinko, top of the key. Karinko driving, nowhere to go. Looking for help. He's got Check. Check's going to drive. He's got a lane. Check pulls up, and they nail him with the travel. Little too much slippage on the floor there for the referee's liking. So inbound to Wagner from Stuckey. So just as I feared, Connor, the perimeter shooting's working for the Lasers, at least from one player, Will Stuckey. Wagner driving on Morales. He's got a lane. Wagner all the way. The basket and the foul. It's going to go against Robinson, and Wags is back to his old ways. Connor stepping out to get some quick still lives and videos. So Wags gets on the board. And he's looking to make it a three-point play, which will then give him and that's in. So it's 9-4 in favor of the Lasers. Check now dribbling it up on the point. Guarded by Stuckey. Gives it to Morose. Morose to Robinson, left wing. Robinson looking for Cook. Dishes it in there. Not much room for Cook. Guarded by Wags. Now double teamed. Cook for a long shot. That's way off. An air ball. Oh, and a kick. Good double coverage there by Karinko and Check on Bowden there on the rebound. But Check kicked the pass. So got some double pressure here and Wags on the inbound. So Lasers get some extra help there. And now here comes Stuckey driving. He's got some room. Gives it over to McSorley. Back to Wags. Wags is going to drive again. Wags kicks it out, but a miscommunication there as Bester went left and the ball went right. So Blackshirts get a break there, trailing 9-4 with 14:58 here in the first. Morose will inbound to Check. Remaining in the first. Check's going to drive. Check's got a lane, but they got a foul first. That looks like it's Stuckey with his first foul. Little too much body there for the ref's liking. Check did a great job getting around him. I would like to have them, they just let him go. He had a wide open lane there. Inbound to Karinko. Karinko driving. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Morose. Morose on the right. And Morose is going to drive. Gives it to Cook. Cook underneath. And a great little pass from Morose to Cook. So 4 points for Cook. It's now 9-6, 14:31 remaining. And this is Bowden with the ball driving on Karinko. A shot in the paint. That's off. Rebounded by Cook. Boy, what a rip over Bowden to get that. Cook now. Moving to the right backcourt. Guarded by Wagner. He goes around a pick by Karinko. Triple teamed all the way in the corner to Morose. Morose kicks it to Robinson in the left wing. Now Robinson drives. Oh, really couldn't get the shot off he wanted. Should have went left, yep. And Wags is going to drive. Wags with the kiss. No good. Rebounded by Bowden. Nice little dish there. Reverse layup. Yes, from McSorley. Wow, what a play by McSorley. His first points. So it's 11-6 with 13:45 remaining. Heavy pressure on Cook from Wagner. Cook goes around it. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson guarded by Bester here. Robinson out. He gets tripped, and yep, they're going to get Bester there, it looks like, on the trip. Yep, and that's confirmed. Bester's first foul. Now the team's second team foul. That's correct. Sorry. Cook's got the inbound here on the right wing, guarded by Wagner again. Goes around a pick from Karinko to the center of the court. Over to Moroz. Moroz fakes three, drives nowhere to go in the paint. Gives it to Karinko for a long three. Oh, off the rim for Karinko. Check with a great rebound. Hits Cook to a wide open Robinson. Robinson covered underneath. He gets a shot. What a shot. Should have been a foul, but we'll take the bucket just the same. So it's 11-8 now. Lasers, 13-07. Wagner moving slow here with the dribble. Just passes the half court line now, guarded by Moroz. So very important assignment for the junior Moroz here. Now Stuckey has it guarded heavily by Check. I know they're going to do a great job not allowing him any more threes. And we've got a, looks like a 5-second violation against Stuckey. So got to watch out for those when you're in the lane there or in the backcourt. So Robinson gets the inbound from Moroz. Robinson taking his time now, getting near the top of the key. Guarded by Bester. He goes around a Karinko pick. He's going to keep going. He's got a layup. He gets fouled, and that's going to be Bester again. That'll be two on him, unless they're saying it's Bowden from behind. But I don't think Bowden really made contact except for the ball. Yep, that's Bester, his second. Team third. So with 12:37, they're going to make their first substitution here. It looks like, yep. First free throw is good from Robinson. Score is now 11-9. And Alex Koenig comes in for Bester, who has to go out with two fouls here. 12:37 remaining. Trevon Hughes, the Wisconsin basketball legend, played for the Badgers in college, was All-State at St. John's Military. The KM skipper here. And no, second free throw missed by Robinson. So it's a two-point game, 12:31 and counting as Wagner brings it up. Again, guarded by Moroz. Wagner's driving, dishes it out to Stuckey. Stuckey's going to drive. Stuckey gets fouled. Had nowhere to go in the air, and as he was trying to pass it, he got fouled. I think it was Check that got it. No, Karinko gets his first. Tommy Karinko, the Empire Statesman from Banting Park. And Stuckey will inbound from the side, the right side here. More substitutions. Roman Thompson will come in for McSorley. McSorley goes out with 2 points and some great production on rebounds and defense. Inbound, a little trouble with the inbound, but they finally find Koenig. We'll take it on his half of the court, and they bring it over to Wags. Wags has it now, guarded by Moroz. Wags, you know, is going to make that move to the paint. He comes in, muscles his way in, and oh, Wags can't get, he gets his own rebound, still can't make that. And that'll be knocked out of bounds off of Thompson. Roman Thompson, the 6'3 sophomore, getting some good touches here at a young age. Inbound from Moroz to Check. 12:10 and counting is your time. 11-9 in favor of the Lasers. Cook has the ball. And Cook has called for a travel. As Check was passing it to it, he was trying to run through, but I think he might have gotten in Cook's way there, which may have forced Cook to travel. So, hence the violation. Oh, inbound almost goes astray, but Wagner recovers it. Back to Stuckey, guarded by Check. Stuckey at the point. Man defense for the Blackshirts. Koenig gets the pass there near the top of the key. He hands it over to Bowden. Bowden now. Oh, a check gets nailed for the foul. On reaching in on Stuckey there. He had the right hand, but just not the position. So that's Check's first foul. Check has yet to score, and usually he's the first black shirt to put the ball between the twines. Stuckey will inbound in front of the black shirt bench to Wagner. In the deep backcourt, Wagner now dribbles towards the top of the key. Oh, and a nice little dish to Bowden. Bowden trying to, and Bowden gets a layup there, dribbles around trouble. So Bowden gets his first baskets tonight. Bowden, they're saying, it's 13-9 now. Robinson guard, he gets fouled by Koenig. So with 11:34 remaining, the Lasers have 14 fouls. I'd like to see the Blackshirts keep chipping away. Moroz will inbound to Cook. Cook waiting patiently. Now he's going to drive on Wagner. And they're going to call a charge on Cook. Wow. That's one on Tyron. I thought there might have been a dive there. I didn't think there was very much contact. Very disappointed that the referees bought that. Wagner showing his star power here early, even on defense, drawing the charge on the black shirt star, Cook. Wagner has it off of the inbound, guarded by Morose, getting near the top of the key, over to Koenig. Koenig looking for Baden. Baden well covered by Krinkle, so he kicks it back out to Wagner, top of the key. Krinkle really doing a good job of fronting the 6'6 counterpart. And now Koenig has it in the right wing, guarded by Cook. A bounce pass to Baden. Baden's going to drive at will, and a beautiful little finger roll layup. His second basket of the game, 15-9. And we were concerned about this in the first game, but Baden got into foul trouble early as we see Evan Stout coming to the scoreboard to check in. Cook with a beautiful layup and a foul. A questionable foul call, but it's going against KM. They're calling it on Baden, it looks like. Joe Baden, and I have to agree with Baden there in his disbelief. I did not think there was a lot of contact there. Only great defense. So Stout's going to come in for Karinko, who's getting some coaching moments here with Coach Richter. I thought Karinko did a really nice job there on Baden, even though Baden got two buckets in there. Karinko adjusted nicely. Oh, and the second free throw missed by Robinson. So it's a 15-11, 10:36 and counting. Wagner bringing it up, guarded by Morose. Gives it to Koenig there near the right of the free throw line. Koenig loses control of the ball. Robinson has it. He gets it knocked away. And that's number zero. Sorry, Roman Thompson gets a loose ball and puts it in. So it's 17-11. Lasers. Cook has the ball. Cook with a long three. Yes, Tyron Cook. Seven for him, and it's a three-point game. 10:06. 10:03. Koenig has it in the right backcourt. Gives it to Baden, top of the key. Guarded by Stout now in the game. He's going to drive on Stout. Stout stays with him, and he can't get the make. He gets his rebound. No. They call Baden for the push-off on Stout. So great defense from Stout coming off the bench. That's his second foul right away. So Coach Hughes has to make a move right away. Number five, Jonathan Soblik, the 6'1 junior. So a smaller lineup now for the Lasers as Morose has the ball in the right backcourt from check. Morose drives. Morose has a look. Can't go anywhere. Loses the control, regains it. Now Cook has it in the right backcourt. Cook guarded by Wagner. Cook with a long shot. That's off. Oh! Koenig with the rebound over to Slavik. Oh, long pass. Way long pass. Fresh off the bench. Slavik got a little too cute. Slobiak, it is. Morose inbounds to Robinson. Blackshirts trailing 17-14. 9-14, 9-18 and counting. Robinson dribbling. Guarded by Koenig. Goes around to Morose pick. And they get him for the carry. Yep. He paused for a second there like he was going to shoot, and I think kind of held on the ball a little too long for the ref's liking, so hard to argue with that call. So Stuckey has the inbound from Slobik. He's going to the right backcourt, guarded by Check. Goes around a pick from Thompson. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back out to Slobik. Slobik to Thompson. Thompson to Stuckey. Stuckey picks three, drives. What a beautiful strip by Check off of Stuckey's knee, and the black shirts get the ball. Another great defensive play by the Czech Republic. Morose inbound to Czech. Yet to score his first points. 8:52 and counting. 17-14 in favor of the Lasers. Now Czech going to the right. All the way in the corner now. Looking for some movement. Oh, great little reverse layup. Oh, but another foul. There's Cook for the rebound and the basket. Some great movement by the black shirt offense here. Deep pressure on Wagner from the inbound by Morose. It's a one-point game now. Wagner's going to drive. He's going to try to take it the distance. And he gets fouled. I think they're calling it on Morose. Robinson talking to Morose, giving him some pointers. It is a shooting foul. It's Morosa's first team foul. Five on the black shirts, six on the black shirts. So Wagner makes the first free throw. Only 4 points for Wagner so far. ...18-16 Lasers. Second free throw from Wagner. Yes, from Wagner. Five for him. And a three-point lead for the Lasers as Robinson inbounds to check. 8:26 and counting here in the first half. The second meeting of these two Classic 8 rivals. Blackshirts had a very convincing win in the conference opener. And there's Trey Junkin off the bench. Oh! Three-pointer in and out. He was wide open there. Had a good look. Here comes Wagner in transition. Now guarded by Duncan in for Morose. In the corner to Koenig for a three. Koenig! Oh! Off the back of the rim. Rebounded. Pulled away. Oh! Stout comes up with it! Great job by Stout. Wrestling it from Roman Thompson. Here comes Check. Check's going to go for the little bunny. No! Rebounded by Koenig. Here comes Koenig. Or Wagner, excuse me. Wagner goes past one. Reverse layup, yes, from Wags.
There's Wags. There he is.
7 points for Wags. 21-16 Lasers. Check has the ball after some pressure. Koenig was putting some pressure on Robinson there in the inbound, so trying to deny him early. Check to Cook. Cook for a long three. Oh, that's off. Rebounded by Stuckey. Stuckey all the way to Slovic. Slovic driving, nowhere to go. Into Koenig in the corner. Over to Wags. And whistle's called. I don't know what the call is. I'm thinking it's a foul on the shirts. That's only the 16th foul. Duncan gets his first foul off the bench. So six. Both teams even at six on fouls. 7:17 is your time in the first. Inbound to Wags. All the way into the KM part of the court. Wags dribbles it. Guarded by Duncan now. So a rare size advantage for Wags. Wags with a beautiful kiss right down the paint. So nine for Wags. Inbound to Robinson. Or excuse me, to Cook. As we see Moreau's waiting to get back in. Cook going around a couple screens here. Double teamed. Back out to Robinson. Robinson for a long three. That's off the front of the rim. And rebounded by Stuckey. Another little man doing some great work in the paint. Oh, pass. Oh, how did he come up with that? Back out to Slovic for three. Yes, from Slovic. And the Blackshirts need a timeout. And so do we when we return. Charlie Moroz will be back in the game. The Blackshirts now have to overcome a 10-point Laser deficit. Don't go away here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement.
Hey, welcome back to Blackshirt Arena. Blackshirt's now fighting a 26-16 deficit to the Lasers of Kettle Moraine. Cook driving in, gets it over to Robinson, now coming to the middle of the court from the corner. Robinson with a beautiful move and a beautiful layup, but it doesn't fall. He gets his own rebound, though. He gets fouled. Oh, the basket goes in and out.
Almost. He almost had it. It looked beautiful.
That was a great job by Robinson getting his own rebound.
Yeah.
Koenig gets his second foul. Pete Garvin in for the Lasers. And I said Moreau's returns, replacing Duncan. First free throw from Robinson. Oh, off the front of the rim. So three misses for Robinson for free throws so far, unfortunately. One for four tonight. Stout comes out and Karinko comes back in. Some good minutes from Evan Stout there. Played some good defense there. And got one really strong rebound. Second free throw from Robinson. Score 26-16 in favor of the Lasers. Robinson, second one. Yes! 9 points for Robinson, leading all black shirts. Or tied with Cook, I should say.
And now Wags has the ball, top of the key. Number four, Will Dunham now in the game. And here's Garvin with the ball, guarded by Karinko. Karinko's got the size advantage. He kicks it back out to Wags. Wags guarded by Moroz. Wags is going to drive. Wags might have got away with a double dribble there. Kicks it all the way back out to Stuckey, guarded by Check. So since 2 3-point, Stuckey hasn't had any looks. Dunham has it now on the other wing. Oh, and Robinson steals the pass, Stuckey. Here comes Robinson. Stripped away beautifully by Stuckey. They might have called that off of Robinson's leg, but the Blackshirts get the call here. Moroz will inbound. Great defense by Stuckey. That was all ball. But a great steal by Robinson, anticipating that pass. Cook has that on the inbound in the right corner. Cook looking at Robinson posting low. Now Krinkle has it in the backcourt. Now Check has it. Check's going to drive. Beautiful drive. Check. Oh, won't fall. But he scrums for the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow points to the laser. So we got next. We'll take that. Would rather have the bucket, of course. Trailing by 9 here with 5:24 remaining. Inbound to Wags. Pressured right away by Moroz. Wags, a terrific ball handler, creating space between him and Moroz with his backcourt fanciness. Gets it out to Garvin. Over to Slobik. Now Stuckey has it. Stuckey all alone. Yes, Stuckey. It's not three, but it's a deep two. And just as damaging, 8 points for him, as it's an 11-point laser lead with 5 minutes and counting in the first. Check here in the left wing. Goes around a Karinko screen. Check now to Cook. And laser bench. Great cheering section. All three teams were like that. So good culture there. Shouting their kids on. Check tries to get one off. Really nowhere to go. An air ball. Recovered by Slobik. Over to Wags. Wags driving slowly. Now he's going to drive to the basket. Now nowhere to go. Kicks it back out to Slobik. Slobik's going to drive. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Stuckey. Stuckey's going to drive. Kicks it out to Garvin all alone. Garvin, yes for two. So it's 30-17. The Lasers really having their way with this black shirt defense here late in the second, the first half. So Cook has the ball. Cook driving. Moroz in the corner for three. That's way off. Rebounded by Stuckey. Stuckey coming coast to coast. No, pulls up. Gives it all the way to Slobik in the left wing. Slobik to Wags, top of the key. A long three from Wags. Yes! Drew Wagner. 11 points for Wags. 3:43 and counting. A 16-point laser lead. And Laser Nation is on their feet. Robinson now with the ball. Cook has it now. Coming from the right wing. Guarded closely by Wags. Nice little spin by Cook. Into Check, over to Moroz, back to Robinson near the top of the key, closer to the left backcourt. Back to Check here on the left wing. Check to Cook, top of the key. Cook double covered here. Karinko for a long three. Yes, for Tommy Karinko. Excuse me. That was Karinko, his first. I thought he got fouled there too, Connor.
Yeah, I did too.
But it's as it is, it's now a 13-point lead with 3 minutes and counting. Wagner drives into the corner to Garvin for three. Way off for Garvin. Cook with the rebound. Here comes the Blackshirts. Cook over to Robinson. Blackshirts slowed up now, waiting for numbers. Robinson in the right backcourt here. Going around a couple screens. A long three for Robinson. Oh, that's off. Rebounded by Garvin. Here comes Stuckey. Stuckey, oh, he loses control of the ball, and that'll go back to the Blackshirts. Really nowhere to go. Good defense there for the Blackshirts in transition. And Brighton stop now in the game for Check. Looking to give the Blackshirts a little more firepower from three-point land. I don't mind the looks they're taking, Connor Boston from Chicago, but there's just got to be a plan of attack on crashing the boards there. Having one guy, a designated fly, and that can be the shooter, but
yeah,
we're really not crashing the boards and creating those second opportunities.
That's true.
Cook has the ball, 2:25 and counting in the first half. Cook goes around the screen. Cook pulls up, long shot off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Slobik. And a timeout by Kettle Moraine with 2:17 remaining. And we'll take a quick timeout, too, and see what the Lasers have cooking here with 2 minutes and 17 seconds left in this first half. Lasers leading the Black Shirts 33-28. We'll be back.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back at Black Shirt Arena. We're a stunned Black Shirt lineup. Trails Kettle Moraine 33-20. Connor, we kind of had a... kind of had an idea that the Lasers would come out with a taste for revenge after getting beaten soundly by the Blackshirts in their own gym. And, I have to qualify that because the Lasers played really well. Blackshirts are just unstoppable, especially Tyron Cook. And Garvin underneath, in and out. A great look by Garvin, putting some great moves here. Cook now trying to dribble around Krinkle. They almost collided. Cook now driving. Cook off the backboard. He gets fouled. Boy, he gets hammered there. By number four, Will Dunham. He'll get his first. That looked like a body shot, didn't it? From
yes.
Dunham?
They've been putting a lot of pressure on Tyron this game defensively, and it's working out.
It is.
It's working out, honestly.
They didn't have to do that on because it was such a tricky shot for Tyron to pull there. Doing kind of that long George McGinnis layup from like 16 feet out. From a difficult angle off the backboard. First free throw from Tyron, and that rolls its way in. 10 points for Cook now, 33-21. Ben Hester comes back into the lineup with two fouls. 154 remaining for the Black Shirts. And, of course, they're Lasers here in this first half. Second free throw, yes, from Cook. Now with 11 points. And it's an 11-point Laser lead. So Black Shirts chipping away here. They can get under 10. They should be in decent shape going into the second half. Wags all the way out to Bester in the corner. Double team. Bester nowhere to go. Could be a fiver. No, he finds Garvin. Garvin hits Stuckey all alone. Stuckey unstoppable. 11 points on three trays from Stuckey. And now we got some full court pressure from the Lasers. Cook comes around it. 128 and counting. 14-point Laser lead. Staub has it. Kicks it out to Krinko, top of the key. Krinko to Robinson. Robinson, top of the key. Robinson, seeing the floor, goes around a Krinko pick. Picked up by, he loses control of the ball, and he's out of bounds. So an unforced error there by Robinson. And Check's going to come back in. And he's going to relieve Robinson, who's got to be pretty tired. Check's going to cover the inbound pass to Wags. It's a side out of bounds situation. Wags dribbling slowly, taking his time. With getting down to 1 minute here. Wags to Garvin. Or no, excuse me, Slobick. Slobick guarded by Check. Oh, a nice little dish to Wags. Wags! And they're calling a charge on Wags. Wow! If anything, it should have been a jump ball. I didn't
exactly.
See any. Nobody was there to draw the charge.
Yeah, jump ball or foul. I don't know what he saw.
Wow. Some interesting calls here by the officials. There was nobody in position to take the charge. Check got all ball on that. So if anything, it should have been a jump ball or Blackshirts get the possession. But 48 seconds remaining. Blackshirts looking to play for the last shot here, trailing by 14. Cook getting instructions from Cole Richter. Cook now. Staub in the corner. Back to Krinkle. Krinkle loses the handle. And Slovic takes it from Slovic on the drive. Blocked beautifully by Moroz, but they're going to get him for the foul. Again, no physical contact.
No physical
there.
Contact. All
I don't
there.
Understand the brand of basketball these officials are trained. Not to sound harsh, but There was really no physical contact on that for the second call in a row. So Sobiech will shoot two, looking to add to a 14-point laser lead with 30.1 seconds left here. First one's good from Sobiech. Sobiech, 4 points for Sobiech. He drained a three earlier. Robinson's going to come back in for Morose now, out with two fouls. Second one is good for Sobiech. Five for him. And a 16-point laser lead. Inbound to Robinson. Back to check. So let's see if we can get this last shot off again. Heavy pressure. Wagner! Or no! Sobiech with the steal. He gets fouled on the layup by check. So KM really starting to open things up here. They are not finished playing here in the last minute of the half. 15.6 remaining. Yeah. Ethan Check gets his second personal foul. 18 fouls. And Sobiech gets a two-shot foul anyway. Sobiech just made two earlier, so he's... And he makes the first one. Six for Sobiech, looking to make it seven, and an 18-point laser lead. And it's off. Cook gets the rebound. So Cook takes his time, coming over the line. 8 seconds and counting here, playing for one shot here. Cook's driving. Cook with the shot. Gets his own rebound. No, it won't fall. In and out. So the Blackshirts go to the lineup with probably their lowest scoring first half. 39-22, a 17-point deficit they're going to have to make up going to the second half. And Blackshirts very frustrated. Robinson having a conversation with the ref. Cook had to be restrained there. He was giving some words to the Lasers there, walking out. Not necessary. And you don't want to fire these guys up more, that's for sure.
That's true. I don't blame them getting in a word with the officials. I think that some of those calls, I mean, I think on the players, you got to maintain a good mindset. But at the same time, like, those are pivotal. Those are pivotal. You know, when you
those
don't
calls get hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. When you plan, and a lot of those are playing, when you plan to drive and to get the momentum going, and you know, a ref just botches the call, you know, it can just
that charge that they called on Wagner, where there was nobody there even taking a charge.
Exactly.
Ethan Check with his hand rips the ball away. Even though the Blackshirts got the benefit of that call, it creates confusion.
Yeah.
What can we expect on our end when we're going?
Exactly. And how can you maneuver through the defense then? Like, you know, do you play harder? Do you play softer? I mean, these are things you have to practice. And I feel like by having bad officiating, it's making it difficult for the players to focus on that.
Disappointing. And, and again, these aren't character assassinations on the officials. It's really about mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you justify these calls?
Mm-hmm.
And so same thing where Charlie Morose comes from out of nowhere, and all he gets is ball on a block. There's no physical contact whatsoever, and they call him with a charge. I mean, he got the ball right as it left the player's hand. And so, yeah, so it just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like they're looking for shock value or something, but a very rough first half. It started out strong. We had a couple lead changes, and Blackshirt stayed with them up until the 12-ish part here. And then Lasers started pulling away, and the Blackshirts just didn't have an answer.
Yeah.
So, and
I think their strategy, or the Lasers' strategy of cracking down on Tyron in the beginning, worked out.
It really has. Yeah.
I think the Blackshirts should probably implement another a similar strategy on
Wags,
on Lasers. Yeah, on Lasers star players. Yeah. And so, I mean, if they can continue doing that and just score some more baskets, I mean, honestly, they got a lot of pretty decent looks. A lot of pretty decent drives in, but they just weren't falling. You know, sometimes it's just mechanics. Sometimes you just don't have a good day shooting. And so I think they're just going to have to continue fighting and just try to increase that field goal percentage.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So, and I think that
I think the Black Shirts need to be more patient on offense, try to create some opportunities. Look at the laser playbook. Look how they're moving the ball, creating opportunities in the paint and in the exterior. And that just happens with patience and spreading the ball out. So, well, they're honoring a couple of our staff here. E. Carrillo. Felicia Carrillo gets a distinguished award. Distinguished Service Award. And it is a surprise. So it's great. We had Athletic Director Dan Schreier.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
And our new principal, Maria D'Amato. So a really nice tribute. So
The school does it.
The school does that, yeah. On YouTube.
Yeah, so. Recording the game. We do the radio.
We do the radio broadcast on Walk Radio. But yeah, it comes from up there. The YouTube, yeah. So you can hear our audio on our Facebook live stream. Yeah. So all right.
That's the wrong game.
Oh well. Thanks. So some good relations there with a Black Shirt fan. So, but hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more about second half tactics as well as future games for the Black Shirts. And we may have a couple Black Shirt guests coming in to join us. So stick around here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin. You horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, welcome back to Blackshirt Arena. Reminder, my guests tomorrow on This Week in Waukesha are Waukesha North baseball coach Don Radomski and his counterpart, first year Waukesha South varsity head baseball coach John Stillman.
Blackshirt alumnus, Blackshirt Hall of Fame member in football, perhaps in baseball too. And it's the first meeting of these two coaches. So the fun starts at 8 o'clock here on Walk Radio, home of the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. So tune in for that. And I also, while we have time before the second half, wanted to give a big shout out to Blackshirt parent Steve Staub, who is also an athletic trainer at Carroll University. Sorry, I was getting my, I was thinking back to my college teaching days at Kendall College in Chicago. So, but Steve introduced me to some of the athletic staff there at Carroll, and we're looking to develop a relationship with them. So stay tuned and thanks. It's really nice to meet athletic director Mike Chulis and his head of communications, Sam Rogert. And excuse me, I have Tracy Richter, head of basketball operations, here with a few notes to share. Tracy, talk into the mic. Let's hear you.
Hello.
Oh, you sound great. Thanks for joining us. So tell us what's new with basketball operations.
For the Lakers.
What's that?
What did you say?
What's new with basketball operations? Or is there anything with women's basketball you can share? Or?
Yep. So girls basketball, we just had a game tonight against Pewaukee's JV team.
Nice.
They played very well. We lost, but they played very well with five players.
Great.
We have another game on Tuesday. Against Waukesha West at 6 o'clock.
Terrific.
And then next,
is that here or is that,
that is at West?
It's at West, yeah, yep. Because the men are here at on Tuesday night. Yep. So, okay.
And then on Thursday, we actually are at home versus Waukesha North at 5:30.
And we visit North, the men's visit North there. So, yep. So,
yep. Sure. I know Dan is working on a couple more games as well. So.
Great. And how's the new interim head coach, Bailey Gravel, doing?
Awesome. Her and Adam McDonald, who's actually a math teacher here and former JV basketball coach, is also
great.
Up
oh, that's fantastic. Well, we have we speak very highly of Billy Grable, and we hope that that could be a permanent assignment. So I think that's a lot of young women would love to play for her. So.
Absolutely.
Terrific. Well, Tracy, thanks so much for stopping up. And any tips for the Black Shirts in the second half for the men's here to get back
score?
In the game? Score. There you have it. Tracy Richter, thanks for coming up. See you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, so the buzzer's gone off to end the warm-ups. Both teams getting ready for the second half. The black shirts should have the inbound on the possession arrow. Yep. I'm looking and it favors the black shirts here. And for those of you just tuning in, Kettle Moraine opened up a can of kick butt in the first half, scoring 39 points and playing great defense, holding our black shirts only 22. Charlie Moreau's inbounds to Daniel Robinson. Robinson looking to get around the pick, kicks it to Karinko, top of the key. Karinko back to Robinson, going around Karinko. Now he's here in the left backcourt, guarded by Stuckey. Over to Karinko, top of the key. Now to check. Now to Moreau's in the corner. Moreau's trying to drive on McSorley. Gets it over to Robinson. Robinson on Stuckey. Robinson pulls up for a long jumper. Oh, air ball. Rebounded by Bester. Bester to Stuckey, and here come the Lasers. Wags has it back from Stuckey now. Guarded by Robinson this time in the half. So, I think it's good strategy switching defenders on Wagner. McSorley now has it. Guarded by Cook. McSorley drives into Bodden. Bodden, yes, for the layup. So, Joa Bodden with his 6 points. It's now 41-22 Lasers. Check top of the key. Check into the corner. Moreau's back to Cook. Right wing. Blackshirts now shooting at the north basket. Kicks it to Karinko. Karinko driving on Bester. Karinko gives it to a driving Robinson. Robinson. Oh, can't get the bunny. Great rebound by McSorley. Knocked away. Stuckey has it. And the easy layup by Bester. And the hit parade continues. Bester's first basket of the game. And check gets fouled driving. This time by, I think it's Bester. That might be his third. Yep. Not that that's too much of a factor. I have a feeling Hughes will keep him in here with three fouls and a 21-point lead. Moreau's inbound to Robinson for a long three. Nope, that's off the back rim. Stuckey with the rebound. Wags has it now. 16-18 remaining. McSorley has it to Bodden in the paint.
This is Botten space, and Botten gets fouled. I think that'll be check. Refs will step in. Things are getting a little chippy there between check and Botten, but they looks like they make up. Oh, Karinko gets the call. So second on Karinko. So that's the first foul of the half.